I'd like to read John chapter 14, and this is just six verses. First verse, starting in verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. And Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. Well, as I said, I am thankful that I have a testimony to give. And I praise God not only for saving me, but for keeping me too over these years. And yes, I can say it is the Lord that has done it all. It's not what Avril Robinson has done, because I do stand here tonight and I have failed the Lord many times. But I can truly say that he is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I had the privilege of being brought up in a Christian home, and I knew my parents prayed for me faithfully. We grew up on a dairy farm just outside Armagh, and I have very, very precious memories of family time working on the farm with Dad, Mum, my two brothers and two sisters. One, of course, is Pauline. So maybe you'd like to hear a few stories about Pauline in her younger days, but I think not. We'll leave all the things we get up to a secret. So I'm thankful for those Christian parents. They taught us important values, and we were brought along to church regularly every Sunday. Our family attended Armagh Free Presbyterian Church. And my earliest memory is of a child being piled into the back of a car. No seatbelt laws then. We all piled in and off we went. And as I attended church and Sunday school, I heard the gospel often by those faithful Sunday school teachers, Bible class teachers, and later on our youth leader. And I thank them for their teaching. Really, from early on, I knew I was a sinner and needed Jesus to forgive me of my sin. I was taught verses of scripture, I'm sure you know them well. Also, John 3, verse 16, Romans 3, verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Acts 16, verse 31, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And it was about the age of about 9. I don't have an exact date, but I do remember being under conviction. And I remember asking Jesus to forgive me for my sins, to come into my heart and life. And indeed, he saved me. And not only that, he has kept me as he promised to do so. Many times I have failed him in my lack of faith, my failure to pray as I ought and read my Bible. But he continues to be a faithful and loving saviour to me. It was nothing that I did or will do that saved me and kept me, but Jesus only. And Jesus died on the cross for my sin, but he died for you also. And if you're not saved tonight, you know he's standing at your heart's door and he's knocking. And he's waiting for you to answer. And I would pray that you would heed that call and ask him into your hearts. I remember a particular lesson in Bible class about the omniscience of God, and our teacher taking the time to explain what it meant, about the all-knowing power of God. He knows everything. And this early teaching helped me over the years in my Christian life as I faced many different challenges. You know, the assurance that God knows. He knows about the situation you're in. He knows about your worry that you have. And as our faces differ here tonight, we all have different worries. But the Lord knows them. He knows when the time is right to answer your prayer. And he knows. And he is all-knowing. And this has brought me peace on many occasions in my Christian life. Throughout my school, college, university life, God bless me with good Christian friends. And these friendships continued, and as a result, I had good company and influences from early on. And again, I'd say it's nothing that I did, but God indeed kept me safe. I'm thankful to God for these Christian friendships. A small bunch of girls, you know, and we still have kept in touch. We still get together, and really, we're just complaining now about how old we're getting. But we're still going on with the Lord, and I do thank the Lord very much for those friendships. And really, I would like to encourage, if you're a young Christian here tonight, you know, really seek out good company. I can't stress how important it is to have that good company as you go through life. And as I stand here tonight and reflect on different occasions where God and his providence had a Christian in place to help me, encourage me, one such occasion was starting a new work placement. It was to do with the course that I had completed. And I was nervous to start. And I remember praying to God about it. He answered my prayer, because when I arrived at work, not only was there a Christian there, but actually I knew her from our church. I didn't realise that is where she worked. What had I to worry about? God had already went before me and had been faithful to me. I also want to mention my late Granny Wallace. She's very special to myself, as you can tell. You know, she lived out her Christian life with a lot of kindness and a lot of love. And I have here that, of course, I was her granddaughter, and don't grannies always have lots of love for their grandchildren anyway. But, you know, she taught by her example to others. She lived out her relationship with Jesus. And most importantly, she taught me the importance of reading your Bible. Because when you went to visit her, the Bible was sitting. Daily bread, reading was sitting, and was never far from her. And I'm so thankful to God for her and her influence. And you know, I am a bit emotional about it. She's a special lady. But I'll meet her again. And what a reunion that will be. Just back to my teenage years, I attended youth fellowship and after church rallies. And I enjoyed these times and met other Christians and had good times of fellowship. And of course it was at an after church youth rally that I met Neville in November 1997. I was only 19. And as they say, well, the rest is history. So we married on January 2001. And so we're looking forward to our 20-year anniversary now next January. And God bless us with three lovely daughters, Bethany, Hannah, and Laura. And indeed, they have been such a blessing to our home. And you know, on our wedding day, we chose a hymn. It was out of our church hymn book. It was 475. And the words are very special to me. And I would just like to read them. There were words very applicable to us as we started out on married life. I do not know what lies ahead, the way I cannot see. Yet what one stands near to be my guide, he'll show the way to me. I know who holds the future, and he'll guide me with his hand. With God, things don't just happen. Everything by him is planned. So as I face tomorrow, with its problems large and small, I trust the God of miracles, give to him my all. And you know, I didn't know what was to lie ahead. Neville and I didn't know what was to lie ahead that day when we sang that hymn at our marriage ceremony, nor what problems would be. But we knew that God had a plan for our lives and that we would trust him. So we were married 5 years when God would allow such a problem to come to our home. And as many of you know, I know Neville has given his testimony here, and you'll recall that he was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, and as a result he required courses of chemotherapy. It was a big shock. It was a difficult time for all the family. The girls were still small. But you know, I honestly can say the Lord drew near to us in those early challenging days. There was a verse of scripture that God gave us on many occasions throughout this time, and it was 1 Peter 5, verse 7. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Even on one particular occasion, on a Sunday morning, Neville and I were sitting in church with the children, and a preacher spoke on this verse, and it really felt like it was just especially for us. Yes, we had this care that was in our lives, but the Lord had instructed us to cast it on him. Because why? Because he loves and cares for us. So during Neville's treatment, I had to learn to do this. At times it was a challenge, but I had to learn to cast my cares and my worries on to the Lord Jesus. You know, the word cast means simply to throw away, to discard. So God, Christ is telling us to throw away our cares, our anxieties and worries, and to cast them onto him. It sounds easy instruction to do this, but it's our human instinct to have a problem, to analyse it, to try and sort it out ourselves, to think it over again. But God doesn't want us to do this, but rather we are to leave our cares, our problems with Jesus. And I had to learn to do this, and as I did, God gave me the grace and the ability to get through those worrying times. He answered our prayers, and I'm thankful to him for carrying us through that time and completely healing Neville. Scripture has been a great blessing to me as a Christian, and I read there John chapter 14, verses 1 to 6, a portion of scripture which one of my Sunday school classes had to learn a few years ago. And you know, as I went through that portion of scripture with them, I too have learnt it off, and you know, it has been encouragement to my own heart. The first verse, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And I've had to remind myself of this at times, and it's given me such peace in my soul. Again, he is omniscient. He is all-knowing. So let not your heart be troubled. And if you're here tonight, and indeed you are troubled, there's something that feels impossible to get through. Maybe you are going through an illness yourself. Maybe there's been a death in the family, or there's other concerns. Maybe you're questioning why it is happening to you. But as a Christian, God doesn't say that our lives will be without problems. The hymn that I read the verses from, the verse 3 said, I do not know the course ahead, what joys and griefs are there, but one who is near, who fully knows, I'll trust his loving care. And you know, there are both joys, happy times, and griefs. And God says there'll be times of sorrow as well as times of joy, but he promises to be near us, and if we trust his loving care, and indeed to cast our care on him, for he careth for you. And even this morning I read Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The Lord promises this in his word. And as I finish my simple word of testimony and reflect on my Christian journey so far, I would encourage you, if you are a Christian, to seek God's will for your life and follow it. He will not, the Lord Jesus will not let you down. And especially if you're here tonight and you're not saved, I pray that you will heed the word of God and simply believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Amen.